What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, our first show of the year, and we are glad you are here. We got a lot to talk about, and we're very, very excited to just talk. So, lots been going on in the wrestling world, and Maggie, but as I start every show, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rob. Do you want me to show you what I have right over here? It is box of cookies. I don't mean to brag about the brand of cookies, because like they're sure as hell not sponsoring the show, but that is my favorite brand of cookies right now. I got my cookies because as a treat after the hellhole that I went through in December. Do you know why I bought also cookies, Rob?
No. Why did you?
Just so I can do this. I'm tired and I work with fucking children.
Tired and work with fucking
children. Because that is what I do.
Mindy's
Bakery.
Let me just
swallow. And I will tell you more.
Okay.
So, we're entering one of the craziest years in sports, and I don't mean only wrestling. You know, a lot of things are going to happen in 2024. Like Mbappe, one of the most brilliant football players in PSG, is, right at the moment, he's hoping to, jump ship to Liverpool, which is one of the craziest things in sports in Europe right now. I do not get it. This is not usually the way Klopp works his team. Liverpool. I'm sure you're understanding everything that I'm telling you right now.
I've actually heard the name, so I've heard that name.
Yeah, that's fine. Kudos to you. What Klopp does, the coach for Liverpool, what he does is usually he keeps an eye on football players as they're young, and then he recruits them and makes them stars. He doesn't normally recruit made football players, made stars. So this is going to be an interesting one. And the fact that Mbappe himself wants to work with Liverpool. So that's kind of exciting. Not only that, but Nadal, is no longer in the Brisbane tennis tournament, which is, the warm-up tournament before Australian Open. This happened today. Thompson beat him in the quarterfinal. This is really exciting. All my tennis peeps, I know that's a small fraction of you. Like, that is the beginning of every year is not exciting for me just because of the Royal Rumble. It is exciting so much for me because of Australian Open, which is my favorite Grand Slam tennis tournament. Takes place in Melbourne. I'm so excited for it. I'll tell you what I'm not excited for it for. I'm not excited about weirdos being batshit crazy to Sean every time he tries to actually report something. And that is, I've long, because like this is something that we've discussed before the show. It is really simple for people to tell Sean, please, like, don't pay attention to those weirdos. I'll tell you what. Like hellish week that I had, the last week of December, I had to deal with people who have zero bar culture. And I'm not, and when I say bar culture, I don't mean them to know the difference between Irish whiskey and Scotch and bourbon. I'm not like, no, not this. I mean simple bar culture. Like you waiting at the bar and seeing that there are five people in front of you. Yeah, I know. So, like, there are five people in front of you, and you're waving for me to get, to get your attention. And when I finally arrive at your order, and then you're like, oh, guys, what do you want to drink? Like, you've been waiting for 2 minutes for me, and you haven't gotten your shit straight, your order. And when it's like that, I'm talking about this bar culture. So people have zero intelligence when it comes to, simple things like liquor, which is something that most people have. And here comes Sean expecting people to have, you know, media literacy. This is just ridiculous, guys. Please leave Sean alone. He's doing, and this is something that I told you right before we started our show. One of the most favorite things for Sean to do is for him to, you know, report on contracts, free agency, and everything. And people right now are ruining this for him. And this is so awful because you love something and people take it away. Stop doing that. Hi, guys. Please like the video. Share the video on social media. Please support us by donating. Super chat is the little dollar sign at, you know, at the bottom of the live chat. You can also send us humperchat at humperchats.com. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. I promise you it is worth absolutely every last single penny. It's $5, okay? It's $5 a month. More than a cup of coffee. Less than a cup of coffee. Not here, but like this isn't, you know, a show made for Bulgarians, you know, like that's just me. So we have a lot to talk about. Like I've talked for 7 minutes straight. So like we can get into some actual wrestling, and I've talked about football and tennis way more than wrestling. We can get started if
All right. Well, some guy named The Rock returned on Monday during Raw. The first thing I want to ask you, Maggie, is what was your reaction? Were you expecting it somewhat?
Okay. Start over. My reaction to what?
The Rock. Like, I mean,
The
out.
Rock.
Like,
okay.
I'm gonna, so, while you're staying, I'm going to let the dog in because I'm Baja man.
Let the dog in. So that's some consistency from last week when Rob, Rob was dealing with dogs as well. So guys, if you've watched our show, like before, you know that I am as a simple wrestling girl fan as simple wrestling girl fans can get. I adore The Rock. The Rock was the one to actually make me watch wrestling. The Rock got me back into wrestling. And here's the little sweetheart. She's so great. Hi, Faith. Who's a good girl? Not me.
All right.
So, yeah, The Rock. I will always freak out whenever I hear The Rock's theme. I'm sorry for saying it, but it's electrifying as hell. I'm that person. I'm sorry. Like there are people who, how do you expect me to talk about wrestling when you have her here?
Because the chat wants her back on the screen. So,
okay. They can send super chats for that. Damn it.
We'll just put her on like for an hour, just let people watch her.
Yeah,
sleep.
we can talk and people can look at the dog. I mean there's a bitch on screen anyway here, so like that's a... So moving on. So The Rock. So I will always love watching The Rock. I'm sorry. I'm that person. But my love, you did one spine buster in one people's elbow and you were out of freaking breath. That is not a good sign, like whatsoever. He had a back and forth with Jinder Mahal. That swerve was really funny, by the way. A former WWE champion, and here comes Jinder, and I'm like, oh.
I was like, funny. I was thinking like, ooh, man, this is good. Cause I'm like, they're putting him on TV because somebody else is coming out. Like,
yeah, sure. No... It was more than obvious. It was more than obvious. So, then The Rock comes out and I'm like, okay, but like, this could have been Cody. Like he's literally the American Nightmare. Yeah. And everything. So
we got super chats to read too, so just so you know.
That's fine. You can put Faith on the screen if
come on.
You want.
Get up.
Yeah.
Here, come here.
So what happened was at the end of his promo and his out of breathness, The Rock said, I'm going to go out to eat. Should I sit at the bar? Should I sit at, you know, a booth? Or should I sit at, you know, the head of the table? She's so sweet. Is she humping your leg?
Not yet, but she's not. She's
okay.
She's standing, though.
You can look at, make her. That's a good girl. There
you
go. You
can get down anytime.
That did not sound okay.
Well, you know what I meant. So
I know. Yeah. So yes, everything that the Rock said after that, if you smell and whatever, people did not care for that. People were oh my God, no, they're doing it. And I was like, yeah, okay. So let's read some super chats and then we can finish talking about The Rock and Cody. And
sounds good to me. Ryan Silva says, Rob is really cooking today.
I told you, you look really nice with that haircut.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hi, Rob. Am I ray of fucking sunshine?
Fucking.
Maggie. Fucking 5 days and it's utter insanity. New Japan is crazy right now. Absolutely.
It is.
And we'll talk about New Japan. We usually don't. So
we usually don't, but we will.
Yeah. Alexis says, as every week, I love you guys so much. Happy New Year.
Mi amores.
Okay, that's what I thought it said, but I try not to say anything if I can't pronounce it right.
It's my loves.
Well, no, I know, but I, like, you know me. Like,
I know. We love you too, Alex. Thank you.
Yeah, and, like, we know how I am, like Chris Mueller. Chris, like, now it's...
I know, but, like, it took you so much time. Yeah.
Our good friend D-Lo did send us a super chat as well. Since Maggie wants a super chat, bring back the doggy. Also, hope everyone had an eventful week. I know I did. Also, God, I love the New Japan fans.
She walked right behind you. Yeah. Okay, so now you have to put on the cat as well. You know that, right?
That's probably not going to happen because cat, I'm not getting up to go get her. So.
Yeah, okay. That is fine. Well, like, if it comes to you, like, you have to.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you, everyone, for the support. So please don't forget to leave a like, to leave a thumbs up on the video. So
The Rock.
Here's The Rock. Okay, so there's a lot of possibilities here, but like it's crazy to think that this will happen anywhere else apart from WrestleMania, because Rock and Roman is a WrestleMania main event. But is it this year's WrestleMania main event? So, like, I know people are speculating on, you know, The Rock and Roman because it's in Los Angeles, it's in California and everything, and The Rock in Lollapalooza. So, a Fightful reader, a Fightful supporter, actually said this on the Hump stream yesterday, the day before. He said The Rock defends the championship at WrestleMania Night 2 against Cody. Cody beats him, and The Rock is involved in WrestleMania in some capacity. Maybe he's a host of WrestleMania. He comes out and takes Roman Reigns' lay and just takes it for himself and leaves. So, because, like, this is the best case scenario here that I can think of.
Yeah. Where The Rock beats, you mean where The Rock, or excuse me, you mean where Cody beats Reigns and then The Rock.
Cody beats Reigns. Roman Reigns is left in the ring with only his lay because this is actually the only thing that he has left now. And The Rock comes out and takes it away and walks out, and you have Roman Reigns left with absolutely nothing left in the ring. this is the best case scenario. I for the life of me, I cannot remember the name of our Fightful viewer, but like, kudos to you, because this is the best case scenario we have here. Because like, at this point, okay, listen, Cody should have won last year.
Yeah.
Like, we can, like, most of us can agree to that, right? Because absolutely, that was such a stupid, that was such a stupid decision. Because Cody winning at WrestleMania, this was the right storytelling, and this was the thing to do. Sweetie, hi. So of course. So this Cody not winning at last year's WrestleMania was a catastrophe. And right now, it is funny. Right now, it's just funny. Because I kind of feel like they're aiming towards Roman beating Hogan's record. I feel like this is what's going to happen. And Roman will keep the championship past this year's WrestleMania as well. And at this point, it's just hilariously funny to me, because it is so dumb. But I always kind of feel like I have faith in Triple H's booking, because I kind of feel like Vince was there a lot last year. Happy New Year, sweetie, to you too. And this is, I know, isn't it funny to you? Because like, if The Rock and Roman main event this year's WrestleMania, believe me, I will not mind it, because I'm a huge fan of The Rock. I will not mind it. What I'm afraid of is The Rock being tired after one people's elbow. This cannot be happening. I don't want that. And yeah, I don't want my memory of The Rock to be destroyed by an awful match. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
If Roman Reigns destroys The Rock in a short match, I'm going to be fine with that, because this will be The Rock putting over, you know, his cousin. Okay. But like, tell me what you think about it, because I'm baffled by this. It is hilarious.
So, like you said, it's obvious that you could see that he was winded. And I know that's easy for me to say. I could get winded myself real easily. But there's a difference when you're in the ring, and he said it, like John Cena said the same thing. There's a difference between being in ring shape and like being in shape, you know? And we know that's obvious with The Rock. I mean, if he was ready to go, he could go. We know that. I don't know, depending on his preference or what he knows his body better than anybody. So if he's not comfortable this year, I love the idea that the Fightful listener had. I absolutely think that's the way to go too, because it gives you a year of story. And then what you could do is kind of let Roman, I don't know if it's like a redemption type thing or anything, but I don't know how they would do it. Do I like The Rock being back? Abso-freaking-lutely. I love The Rock being on my TV.
Of course.
I want, just like everybody else, I want Cody to get the main event. You know, I want him to have the main event. I would like CM Punk to get a main event too. Like, but that means that'd be what, 2 years or 3 years in a row the women did not get a main event match, or did they have one the year before? I can't remember. But
they had one the year before.
Okay.
But like after that, last year we didn't have one. Like, and that's why Charlotte and Rhea were wrestling to prove a point. Obviously, yeah. So they did one last year. Also, although for the life of me, I do not remember what that was. Bianca and who?
I don't know.
You can talk. I can. You can get your point across. I can look it up.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I want The Rock to be back. I would love it, but it's up to obviously him, like in ring shape. If he's ready to go, which we know right now he's not. There's also the rumors of Australia. but like you said, it's a WrestleMania thing. However, I will say, depending on how much they're paying him, that could change. That's all I'm saying. So that's the biggest thing. I think it's a WrestleMania thing. All right, it definitely deserves to be on WrestleMania card, but it'll just be, we just have to wait and see, I guess. And I'm anxious for tonight. We might as well talk about SmackDown now because Roman Reigns will be on there and he will address The Rock, I'm sure, because otherwise you got a lot of people tuning in tonight for that reason. I'm convinced the ratings will go up a little bit because of this. They've been advertising it all week on NXT and then on their specials. They had that WWE preview last night that I ended up watching it because they interviewed Punk. They interviewed Bianca Belair and Montez Ford. And it was pretty good. I mean, CM Punk pretty much confirmed Sean's report. Who would have thought that Sean was reporting the truth? But yeah, anyway, that's a whole different story. But yeah, I mean, it's easy. I want The Rock to wrestle, whether it's Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, as long as he's good to go, that's what.
Okay. What does good to go mean? Because like if.
Well,
that we all love our first wrestling crush or like the one who made us fall in love with wrestling.
I don't anymore. Hulk Hogan's got me.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'll always appreciate what he did. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say it's Bret Hart now. Like you can be like that. That's absolutely fine. And like that's like people who are absolutely in love with Sting and have followed Sting throughout all of his career and everywhere that he went, he still goes and he can go.
Yeah.
Yes, and Barkins is right. More eyes will be on WrestleMania, and maybe that's what they're looking for, and that's fine too. But if you're still going to put over people for the sake of getting more money instead of pushing the people that you're desperately trying to be consistent with, because that has to be Cooley, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that it's gonna happen second year in a row, because I don't feel like they're gonna bring back The Rock for him to face Roman in Australia at Elimination Chamber. I'll be happy if this happens. I'm not gonna mind it because I want them to give meaning to all these wrestling events that are outside of the States. I want this to happen for them, and just because otherwise it feels like a glorified house show. And this is what people are saying all the time for events that are outside of, you know, the States. Apart from maybe Money in the Bank last year and this present year also, which we are going to talk about later on our show. I feel like Money in the Bank is a different thing because it actually has, you know, it's worth something because you're crowning possible future main eventers.
Yeah.
And future people who are going to be holding your championships.
So, yeah, no, that's true. But anyways, tonight on SmackDown, Roman will likely acknowledge The Rock, what The Rock said.
Cody Rhodes will be there, right?
He's not advertised. But so you also have your guy, Logan Paul. He'll be there.
Stop saying that he's my every time you're a guy, Logan Paul. Who the fuck is that?
WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky taking on Meechan. Winner faces, then they had the winner faces it's easy for me to say. Roman Reigns at WWE Royal Rumble, Randy Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Glad to see our guy back in there.
It's gonna be Orton, right?
I'm pretty sure, but I'd be perfectly fine with Mr. Styles.
He has other business to attend, like probably with LA Knight. Probably they're gonna like have a beef in the Rumble. It's not gonna be a Rumble without AJ Styles in it. I mean, he debuted there.
Yeah. You also have Kevin Owens versus Santos Escobar. Then we have Pretty Deadly.
Yeah, it is. Like, all of these people are my guys. So you can clearly say that.
Okay. Pretty Deadly taking on Butch. And I think it's either, I want to say Tyler Bate.
Just say it. He wasn't on NXT at all. Just say Tyler Bate and let's get done with it.
Let's go with Tyler Bate. Okay. Tyler Bate it is.
It is so Tyler Bate. Like, people, please freak out when it's Tyler Bate. Freak out and think of me, because it is so time. I've been saying this for how many years now? 4 years now. Strap a rocket to Tyler Bate and push him into space. Give him an actual character, because what he is a god in the ring. He is a fucking god in the ring. So give him a personality, because he cannot actually be just a Zen guy who does yoga and meditate and is pretty as fuck. So, like, that's not... That's not, you know, the only thing that you need to have on the main roster. Give him a character and push him to the moon. Fucking yes, now!
Yeah.
Carry on.
Well, I see our friend Eric says Trent Seven. Trent actually signed with Impact.
Trent is actually signed with TNA now, so that's no longer possible. Like, reuniting with Tyler Bate, this will bring back British Strong Style. Mustache Mountain was Tyler Bate, and yes, it can be Sheamus, but please, Tyler Bate, he's nowhere near NXT right now. He disappeared. And do you know what will make sense after his disappearance? Main roster call up.
Yeah. Oh, hit the wrong video, wrong picture there, but yeah. Anyways, kind of go through it again. Got Roman Reigns appearing. Yeah, the triple threat match. Pretty Deadly, like we just talked about. Getter Dunn, Peter Dunn is what I call him, but we got to call him Butch. Meechan and Io Sky, and this match I'm really looking forward to. Who do you think wins this? If you take a bite of your cookie. I'm going with KO. Do you think? Okay, well, I'm going to keep talking while you're swallowing. Do you think we see Andrade tonight? And the reason I ask that is Zelina Vega is, like, with LWO, obviously, she could bring him in if she wanted to. He could cost Santos the match. We get a feud between, hell yes, give me a feud between Santos Escobar and Andrade, please. Yeah. I would take that in a second.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and that way you have that. You can still protect Santos by having Andrade get involved.
So I will not mind this at all, because Andrade being back in WWE makes all the sense in the world. Don't get me wrong. The matches that he had in AEW were perfectly fine. I just never think that it clicked, you know? Like he could have had the time of his life in AEW. I am not speaking on behalf of him. I'm not speaking on behalf of any wrestler, you know, at any company. Just being back in WWE and being back with his wife also, who, like, currently, you know, had surgery, are get well wishes to Charlotte. I hope she heals as soon as possible. Wrestling is always better when she's in there. Like, and I don't care what you guys think. If like people are trying to tell you that Charlotte needs to go away, you're wrong.
Well,
She brings back, you know, she brings the best in women's wrestlers. So, we were talking about Andrade. Yes, I will absolutely adore if this happens, because Andrade and it just flew out of my mind. Zelina Vega. Oh my God, Jesus. Andrade and Zelina Vega, it's what's best for business. They were carrying that company through the first half of the pandemic, even before the Thunderdome was a thing. So, man, that seemed like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, give me this.
All right. So we'll move on from SmackDown now to WWE announced yesterday that Money in the Bank will be taking place in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They're going to be doing the Money in the Bank, obviously. They will also be having the NXT Heat Wave, and they will also have SmackDown. So three nights in a row, Toronto is going to get three big shows. So I like that idea. That's good for them. Good for Joel Pearl, who doesn't have to travel for it. Let's.
By the way, Corey in the chat, have Andrade and Gargano running back at SummerSlam. That is an excellent, excellent shout.
I like please, that idea.
Please.
The other thing too is, or we'll move on from that. Maggie, you joined me on Thursday for Wrestle Kingdom. Watch along. We talked about it. We were only going to talk about a few of the matches. The matches you watched, what did you think?
Well, everything that I was expecting absolutely over-delivered. And having in mind that this... people should never listen to my opinion if I haven't had my sleep, usually, because I'm absolutely out of my mind and I have no idea what I'm watching. And this is why I thought to myself that I need to rewatch World's End. And then I was like, I don't think I have to. I feel like nothing happened, right? It's like, yeah, it was a decent show. It was fine, but like AEW set the bar like pretty high when it comes to pay-per-views. WWE themselves done that because all of WWE's pay-per-views absolutely deliver. But you know, watching Wrestle Kingdom, and I always enjoy watching Wrestle Kingdom because it's such a wonderful time to watch, you know, in the morning and right before I work out because it's at a decent time for me. You know, it's almost, you know, the wonderful time of the year where Americans need to be up later in the early mornings, you know, and you need to bitch and moan about it. I adore it. This is so much awesomeness. Yeah, so Anton is right. Sonata and Naito, like that entire crowd was so behind Naito, and they were behind him for years and years. That is, Sonata, the longest reigning champion of that company, that is a bit weird to me because, like, I know it was kind of an underwhelming reign, in my opinion, because, like, they were way worse reigns.
Yeah.
Way, way worse reigns. And having in mind that I like Sonata. People crap on Sonata a lot, and I have no idea why. Like, the guy's okay. So that main event, absolutely. Okay, they will always show, you know, their main title as the main event.
Yeah.
But like the two matches that we have previously, starting with the three-way, okay, so how I cannot remember that I watched a match with Will Ospreay in it, and he wasn't the guy that I was most impressed with in this match. So that's something you like. I want everyone to remember. Moxley was absolutely like that ring gear that he had was absolute killer. But Okada and Danielson, I love this match way more than their first match. Mm-hmm. Of course, having it, yes, absolutely. Of course, having in mind that their first match had that gruesome, you know, black cloud over it. You know, the fact that, you know, the legitimate injury that Danielson had with his arm.
We have a visitor. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How'd the Q&A go?
It existed. It happened.
We existed over here, so that's good.
You coexisted.
Yeah, we did. We're good at that.
It is. How are you guys?
Doing well. Doing well. Excited for a big SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to swing by the post show over there as well, probably at the top of the show, just because I assume there's going to be some news that requires me. Requires me as if I'm required.
Yeah. You're the face that runs the place.
Maggie, is your microphone white? Or is that the light?
It's a Blue Yeti.
Yeah, but is it white?
No, it's not. It's a silver.
I was going to say, that looks cool as hell. Like, I thought it was a white microphone. Yeah,
it's still cool.
Okay, fair. It is. I've got my silver one.
Right, yeah, there. I adore it. That's like my favorite. It's so cool. Yeah.
So I brought up the face that runs the place. Sean, what are the chances that my guy AJ this is our guy actually. Maggie and I are huge AJ Styles fans. What are the chances he wins tonight?
Zero, right? You can say zero.
I wouldn't say zero.
Well, you can say zero in your opinion, and people will spiral down into
33%.
There you go. Like, you're backing down. Like, you
33% chance because it's a triple threat.
Yeah. So,
Sean, why are people being weird to you? Like, please explain this to me.
Well, there is oxygen on the planet, and I'm required to breathe to take that in. That's why.
That makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean? Like, your response.
You want
makes
me to
sense.
Break their faces for you? Like, I can. Like, it's like.
Listen, our reporting on this particular situation is going to age so fantastically. And it. At worst, there's going to be one of the most intriguing stories in wrestling history. But at best, our reporting is going to be phenomenal on this specific situation. And how about this? CM Punk also verified our timeline of events on the air.
Like, Triple H, CM Punk, like all these people, and it's like your reporting has already aged perfectly.
I deleted my entire Reddit account, so I have a person that helps Kyler with social media directing, and like once a month they'll send me links or tweets or stories. And they'll be like, I don't think this is what you said. I don't think this is what you reported. Can you clear up some of this misinformation for any number of reasons? One, Google rankings. Two, sponsorships and partnerships that they might affect based on, you know, there might be somebody that's associated with one of these companies that doesn't want to do business with us because they think we misreported something. I took a look at the Reddit links that were sent to me this week, last night. It was super late when I even got to them. And I read through the comments, I replied to a couple, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to nuke my entire Reddit account. It is so far beyond any type of repair or anything like that. And it's such a broad space. Like, you can't say, oh, well, everybody on Reddit or everybody on Facebook, you can't do that. You can't blanket statement. But my God, the level of just fingers in your ears going, I don't want to hear about how time is linear, is just so beyond repair in some places and some circles. Like, we don't get to invent information. And even like that's a thing I tell to so many potential scoopsters. Just don't make stuff up. Just don't lie. It is easier than ever to verify this information. It takes one text message to somebody to verify this. So, yeah, I mean, I'd like to hope that when I'm dead, media literacy will be better in wrestling. But I just have to think, you know what? At least 11,000 people that subscribe to Fightful Select, at least they have some semblance of media literacy. And you know what? After WrestleMania, I'm going to be in my little echo chamber over on Fightful Select. And tweeting a lot less.
We have a super chat for you since you're here. Will Chisholm, who is always a good friend of Fightful. He says, SRS, what gave
what have I heard what about
news? Thank you. I was like,
she wasn't thrilled that it emerged. That much I'll tell you. She wasn't thrilled that it emerged. I had a story that was supposed to go on Fightful Select last Friday. I'm going to put it up there today. Like, it's going to be up there today, but it'll cover some of the stardom aspects of things. And I'm glad I didn't put it up last week because a lot of things have changed and adjusted since then. And as I just said, time is linear. So we're going to add some of those things and it'll be up in a bit.
Nice.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was telling Rob actually at the start of our show. The stupid thing is that your favorite thing in the world is reporting on contracts and, you know, free agency and everything. You love it. And these fuckers are ruining it for you. And I hate that. So
I got more too. So for those that don't know my process, because I don't want to have a day where there's like 9 stories and then a day where or 2 or 3 days where there are none. I try to put like a big piece of news or a bigger piece of news and then a smaller piece. And I consider the raw plans and all that stuff a bigger piece of news, but I try to do that. We've got so much freaking contract news that it's insane. If I wanted to just report contract news, I could probably have most of January filled out in that sense. So
nice.
We're going to have a lot of it on Fightful Select from every company.
You love to see that. I love that.
So New Japan, Wrestle Kingdom, what was your favorite match? I know that might be hard. God.
Danielson and Okada, buddy.
Yeah, I figured, but I wanted to ask because that was amazing. And I love the respect that they showed at the end. I thought that was great.
My hunch is that during Forbidden Door, Okada might have been holding back for the G1. Like, he didn't want to get himself messed up before the G1. You know what I mean? There was none of that.
None of that here. None of that. I always, lean because of, you know, the legitimate injury that Danielson had in the match. And I always felt like it kind of took the air out of me. But, like, this match had nothing in common. I prefer that to the first
Maggie, match. Look what my IRL best friend just sent me. We were just talking about him. Listen to this. For those that don't know this, that's the guy that played Taco from the league. Maggie messaged me. Exactly. Hold on. Maggie messages me the other day and she goes, you know who Hangman reminds me of? The E equals MC vagina guy. And I was like, you know, Rob interviewed him like last year, right?
And I freaked out and I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? And then I remembered that you actually really interviewed him.
Yeah. He was in the league. One of my favorite shows. I don't know how to pronounce his name. John LaJoy. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
Why did your best friend send you this?
Our friendship. So this is how a true adult male friendship works. You don't have to call them every day. You're not petty with each other. Sometimes, for 3 weeks at a time, you just send each other memes. That's it. That's what was going on there.
Sounds fantastic.
It is. It's really great. It's really great.
Well, so
anyway,
you get to go to Toronto later this year.
Oh, I'm pumped. Pumped.
And then you'll see us. You'll see both Maggie and I in August if you go to All In.
I'm planning on it tentatively. We'll see if I get that one approved. But it's so funny because All In or All Out weekend is always on the same weekend as it's right after my birthday. It's right before or on my wife's birthday, right before our anniversary.
It's before your birthday, sweetie.
No. All Out. The one in Chicago. And then Labor Day. And then they're like, well, if we couldn't make it tough enough on Sean, let's add a yearly date in London as well. So I'm hoping to go. Nice. Well, guys, I'm going to head out of here, work on this Julia story.
Awesome. Look forward to reading it. I was going to
say have some time off, but like you're going to work again.
I'm going to the Bengals game Sunday.
There you go.
See you guys later.
See ya. Peace out. Man, a lot of information there. Yeah, and this is right. I forgot. It's John LaJoie, I believe. Like, because I think that's how he says it. Cause I even got it like when I interviewed him, but I think I forgot about it because he's French Canadian.
I know. I understand. Jesus. Well,
why are you laughing?
Well, lady? This is the way you said it.
Le joie. Le joie. Yeah. I'm okay. I'm looking at the dog.
Now. Yeah. Okay. So that was pretty much Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was great. The Desperado match was really good. The last four matches were all solid. I mean, everything else was pretty good. It's just those were very solid. And then today, you had a hell of a tag team match going on at New Year's Dash. I didn't get to watch it. I've heard nothing but good things. I mean, you got Okada, Bryan Danielson, and Moxley, and who was the other one? Was it? I forgot who it was, but they took on. I mean, I'm not doing much justice for it, but I'm going to watch it later after SmackDown tonight. I'm Absolutely. Very anxious to see it because you never know. It's going to be a good show, I think. And we don't talk about New Japan as much as I wish we did, but that's because we.
Yeah. I know that you're one of these wonderful people that can actually watch wrestling in Japan, and I want to watch New Japan so much. Like I keep track, but like I'm not as into it as I would want to. Believe me.
Yeah.
Like I get it. Like all of my favorites have come from New Japan, so. Just goes to show
you. Yeah, Scooby makes a good point here. Wrestle Kingdom 18 did what they did at Wrestle Kingdom 13, a hard reset with every championship changing hands.
Each and every championship. Every Thank last you. One of them.
Ishii was the other one. I mean, that's a hell of a team. That's like a Survivor Series team to me.
Absolutely.
Back in the day. So, that was New Japan. Something I wanted to talk about is you sent me a DM this morning about, you're like, Matt Riddle. And he's challenging Tanahashi. Huh. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, okay, listen. Rob and I have made it clear on our show that we are not the biggest Matt Riddle fans here. I do hope, you know, he is absolutely undeniable in the ring, by the way, just so we're clear. His in-ring style is unique, and he does everything that he can with the way he carries himself in the ring. That's all I'm going to say. And that is absolutely wonderful. I love the way he wrestles.
Yeah, and we do have.
But I'm just not I'm just not a fan of the guy.
Gotcha. We do have another super chat from our friend Eric Freed. He says, "Happy New Year's, Rob and Maggie." In chat, all your parking tickets. We're all parking tickets because you have fine written all over you. Before I get blocked, who helps MJF versus Cole? That's a. Well, I think the Acclaimed are obvious people now. I think that's me, but who knows.
Read that again.
I'm assuming when he says when MJF comes back,
who helps
back,
MJF versus Cole?
Yeah,
okay.
I am kind of curious. I mean, that's a good question. I don't really know. I mean, I would assume we get Max Caster involved in that. You could also see, if Chris Jericho wants to get involved, he will.
Well, yeah, he can do whatever the hell he wants. So,
yeah. Yep. That's so.
We didn't get to see him on this week's show. So, like, that was a refreshing change of pace.
Yeah. So, a couple more things before we move on to our next story. We know that Zack Sabre Jr., he issued a challenge to Bryan Danielson. Hell yes. John Moxley and Takagi.
I mean, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Brian Danielson was one of the matches of the year for me last year. Correct. Also, all our best to Kate because she is so over the moon about this.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
You also have John Moxley and Takagi agreeing to a no DQ match at Battle in the Valley. We know Okada will face Will Ospreay at Battle in the Valley. So,
Will Ospreay has been vocal that February 11th was going to be his last match for New Japan, right?
I believe it's the 11th.
February 11th. February 11th. That's fine. You can say it. So then afterwards, he's all elite.
Yep, all elite. So that's going to be good too.
Can't wait.
So the next story I wanted to bring up, I don't know if you read it, but Britt Baker recently had an interview and she talked about why she took a step back because...
Yeah, I saw that. She said that people wanted less of Britt Baker, so she stepped back. But what did the article say? Finish your thought.
Yeah, she said, I think our fans are very passionate. They're vocal with what they want and what they don't want, what they like and what they don't like. We listen. I listen. If they are telling me they want less of something, okay, I hear you loud and clear. A lot of them said we want less Britt Baker. So if that's what they want, that's what they'll get. Let me take a step back. Here are the rest of the women. Some take the ball and run with it and make the women's division about you, and you be the face of the women's division. When no one else can do it, I'll be there to pick up the pieces and do it all over again. I absolutely loved her answer to that. But it's kind of like what you said about Charlotte Flair earlier. You had a lot of people... She has that Charlotte Flair same problem, and I think it's ridiculous on both levels. But I see the point because on the AEW side, because they get focused on way less than the WWE women do, because they only So I can understand why some people would be you get to see the same person every week. I can get that. I totally get it. Even though I think she's amazing, we both think Britt Baker's amazing. I'm just saying I know, like, she hit it right on the spot. And I think, do I wish it would have happened like that? No. I just wish, I'm ready for her to come back, though. I know that much.
Now that we're going to talk about this later, but now that Deonna Purrazzo is there, I can actually see, because it kind of feels like, don't you think that they're building towards a women's tag team division?
I think so.
Because it kind of looks like they are. And I will not mind it as long as they can book it properly.
Yeah. What Ace, shout out to Ring the Bell. I should have mentioned them before I went into that.
Thank you,
good job on them just getting to interview Britt Baker. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where I was a big fan of her response to it, is pretty much why I wanted to talk about it. So, yeah.
It was so grown up.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't really... we both agree on that. So there you go. Maggie, you know what time it is?
It's Cooper Effect.
It's Cooper Effect time. Let's do this. Dun, dun, dun. Where's the video? There it is.
Just play the video.
Okay, so let me at least say why we're playing this video. So you guys are familiar with the Wrestle Club. They've been on our Cooper Effect before, but today's Cooper Effect is on Cody Rhodes because of what he recently did for the Wrestling Club. or the Wrestle Club. Is it wrestling or whatever? Anyways, great story. I talked to Victor today. He said it was cool for us to show the clip, so here you go.
All right, so I have an announcement. As you know, some of us have been working really hard to earn a special incentive for all the hard work that we put in. And I want to share something with you that I think will make all of your days. Okay? Take a look at the screen.
That's unbelievably cool. Like that made my day, like seeing that. And shout out to Cody Rhodes for doing that. What can you say? Like,
give that man the title.
Please, for the love of God, give the man the title. And you know, we always talk about the negative, like in the wrestling world, you know, like it. Because, yeah, and I'm talking like the free agent stuff, like that's what people pay attention to on social media. This should be like the thing people are talking about more than anything, in my opinion. But what Cody did there, unbelievably cool. And I am so excited for those kids, because as much as I've said it before, WWE is geared towards like the family, and they're geared towards the younger kids, and right there is what it's all about. So that's why I wanted to play that.
The thing is that if I was a kid and someone did something like that for me, I know I would have remembered this for the rest of my life. And history knows that there are future wrestlers in that classroom.
Oh yeah. Yep. There will be one at least one. So Victor said there's one person that already cut really good promos.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So but we will move on to our next story. Maggie, Adam Cole kind of talked this week, the devil. So what do you think of that?
Okay, so it's really, Adam Cole cut one of, you know, as I'm going to reference those in the future as Drew McIntyre promos, where like he's supposed to be a heel, but he told no lies. You know, everything that he said was absolutely true. He said, "I turned on MJF before he got the opportunity to do that to me." And he's absolutely correct. And he also said that Adam Cole was the absolute reason why people were cheering for MJF right now. And there's zero lies in that. Because if they haven't, like, people were always, you know, low-key cheering MJF on, because like people can see that MJF is the future of wrestling, like, yeah, they're not blind, but like they started to babyface cheer for him the moment he got paired with Adam Cole. So each and every part of that promo was fire up until the moment he included Wardlow. Okay, yeah. So I could not remember a bigger side eye in wrestling than Wardlow gave Adam Cole this promo.
Yeah,
this was funny to me. Here's the thing. I'm gonna let this play out because I'm just, here's a good girl. I'm just gonna go ahead and assume that this is a part of the story. Because what Adam Cole said, so Roderick Strong's going to go after the international title. And then he said that Wardlow was going to go chase Samoa Joe for the.
Oh, they're going to see waterfalls.
Yeah.
Sorry, too soon.
Well, there's going to be one waterfall.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about Wardlow. So he said that he was going to go chase Samoa Joe and that AEW championship, which is good because there's already history there with Wardlow and everything. Like, it's right there. And the match is going to be pretty interesting. But here's the thing. Adam Cole was like, and then Wardlow will do the right thing and just give that championship to me. And Wardlow was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and assume that Wardlow will turn babyface on, you know, will screw them over and just turn babyface. Because you cannot tell me that Wardlow is stupid enough to fall for this one again. Because he already has been the muscle in another situation, which included MJF. And like for him to be so vocal on, like in kayfabe, be so vocal about refusing to ever be the muscle for anyone to who does that. And then going ahead and just, you know, doing this again, it's kind of iffy. So I'm going to let it play out because like it looks like the way that they are going right now.
Yeah.
But this is good because everything that transpired at the end of World's End was absolutely amazing. Like from MJF having his hometown welcome, him directing the crowd to the main entry, to the Titantron, them playing, you know, Adam Cole's music, and the crowd erupted. He was still on his crutches, and I was like, okay, is he legitimately still hurt, or will he, you know, stab MJF in the back with one of the crutches, you know, like the old, you know, tired wrestling trope that, you know, the knife in the back and whatever. So
yeah.
What they did was actually way better because like the goons were in the ring.
Yeah.
And they were threatening Adam, you know, MJF to hit Adam Cole with the chair and then the lights go out. And then the lights come up back again. And Adam Cole was sitting in a chair because he's hurt. He's legitimately still hurt and he's sitting in a chair and they did that perfectly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this immensely. Then everything that happened, you know, the sheer disappointment and disbelief in the face of MJF when he saw his best friend. My God, yeah. That was good. I loved it. So Adam Cole says he's not here. He's gone. He's never coming back. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's definitely resigned.
Yeah.
Definitely resigned. Well, not definitely. Then like there's, it's wrestling. And it's 2024, so yeah. This was really, really well done. And let me just not, I will never look over the fact that the Kingdom are actually Ring of Honor championships right now, champions. Yeah. Because I adore the Kingdom, and this was long overdue. Also, they have kind of a new theme. And when Adam Cole came out and then Undisputed came on the Titantron, I squealed a bit. I squealed. And I'm sorry, but if you're going to tell me that we're not going to see a Kyle O'Reilly air guitar solo on that, I'm sure that we are. I'm sure that actually Kyle O'Reilly will be the one to take Wardlow's place.
Yeah.
I am so here for this. I saw people not liking the new theme. Come on. The new theme bumps so much. I know that nothing will ever be the OG Undisputed Era song. Nothing will ever be that. Adam Cole's AEW theme slaps so much. Like, Mikey Ruckus sets the bar so high for himself that, like, dude, like, you're just... Come on. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about this? Because I'm kind of excited. I like, because the way they're going is that they're going to do the same thing that they did with the Undisputed Era. And I'm not going to be mad about this because the Undisputed Era thing worked.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea. I do. I think it's good. And I loved exactly how you, like you said, when Adam, the lights come on and Adam Cole's looking down. I thought that was just magnificent, the way they brought that up. And I guess the dog did too. So, what's up? Oh, yep. Casey's. Okay. It was just great. I mean, I liked it. I mean, we all pretty much knew it was going to be Adam Cole. I mean, it was so obvious after a while. What would have been better? I mean, don't get me wrong. What would have been shocking if it wasn't Adam Cole? That's what I want to say. So, but it was good. I said, like Ace in the chat said, do you think we see Britt or Marina Shafir join? Marina just recently retweeted a Fightful.
Marina Shafir, yeah, like Moxley has been pretty vocal about wanting Marina Shafir in BCC. So I'm up for that because please this. Like,
yeah. I would say do that first, and then down the line, let her then maybe join the kingdom, if they're Undisputed Kingdom, if they're around. I mean, if that's what, who knows? I mean, I think Britt Baker would be great in there. I think that would actually.
I understand where people are coming from, you know, like Marin Shafir and Roderick Strong. Like, I get it why people want that. But they can only work together.
He meant Marin. I thought.
Maria, oh, Kanellis.
Yeah, sorry.
Kanellis.
I did not even think about her.
Well, I just assumed that she was a part of that.
Yeah, that's what I did too. I just assumed that she's just out right now, but I'm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, anyways, I thought it was a really good segment too. I know a lot of people were kind of down on it, but whatever. So we had, like, after that, it was pretty surprising about Jay White coming out. That actually.
Yeah, Jay, like, but like, this is the thing. Jay White was like, I like what you done, but I don't appreciate being collateral damage. So the thing that transpired after that was like, you know, the Acclaimed helping Switchblade and the Guns. What I'm here for, if like, the thing we're gonna get is, you know, actually people getting the titles away from the Acclaimed. I'm not saying that. I've been pretty vocal on our show saying that I was probably the only one that wasn't thrilled that the Acclaimed won it all in. I get the t-shirts, I get the signs and the scissors and the "Oh, scissor me daddy" and everything. I get it. I get all that. It is so freaking fun. And I understand where people are coming from. But I hated that House of Black had to be the ones to actually fall in order for the Acclaimed to be, you know, put on the pedestal once again with those championships. Ever since they became champions, they, like, those titles disappeared. And personally, I don't like the way that the tag team division took, you know, an immediate war scheme vacation, you know, into nothingness. With the way things transpired at this week's Dynamite,
yeah,
I would just assume, oh, it's like,
okay.
She wants so much attention. I love it. Yeah, with everything that transpired on this week's Dynamite, I would just go ahead and assume that we are up for a hard reset on AEW's tag team division with the return of Private Party. This has been a long time coming. Mark,
I'm getting my ass kicked here, okay? So keep talking.
Yeah, okay. Like, I have no trouble doing that either way. Yeah, so like Mark Quinn being back on our television is always something that I wanted to see. And I was so glad that the audience gave him a warm welcome, because like we really missed Mark Quinn on our television. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm actually excited for everything that we're, you know, about to see.
Yeah. It's good stuff, pal. Giving
people the side eye was Luchasaurus giving the side eye to Christian Cage. Yeah. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, the promo there. And then we had the debut of Deonna Purrazzo, which was really cool. What was your reaction to that?
Well, actually, first of all, the in-ring debut of Mariah May. We need to talk about those shotgun dropkicks. We need to talk about those dropkicks because they aren't being talked about enough. And as someone who was not as familiar as I would like to with Mariah May, girl, those dropkicks, like, I feel like my head exploded just from, like, watching them. I am impressed. Every time I think of a dropkick, I think of Okada, because I feel like Okada's dropkicks are probably one of the best in the business. Mariah May is impressive. I like that. The match was fine.
I didn't hear this one.
I've missed that, but in my defense, I was sleeping a lot these past 2 days, so like please don't hate me. So after the match, Mariah May praised tribute to her favorite person, Toni Storm, who said that, you know, New Jersey is a shithole. So she does the same thing. And then Deonna Purrazzo comes out. And I immediately think, okay, I'm gonna need some time for me to get used to Deonna Purrazzo not coming out to her Impact theme, because it was such a wonderful theme, her Impact music. Yeah. It was so great, and it fit her so much. And because it was so good, I'm going to need some time to adjust to the new one, which I don't even have an opinion about right now, because like it's different and I want the old one. Okay. That's how I think. And I've told you this before on our show and off the air. Wrestling themes, like wrestlers music is really important to me. Like it has an immediate effect on whether or not I can get behind the wrestler. It doesn't matter if they're a heel or a face. Really? It really doesn't matter. It's an important thing to me. Wrestler's music is important to me because I feel like you can always tell something about the wrestler out of their theme. The part of their character. It doesn't mean if they're a face or a heel.
Sure. A says her idea is having debuts and returns to AEW at Mariah's expense. Every time she has a match that she wins, it does so to the point where she loses it. Helps her in the long term. I like that idea. We got a super chat. We got a super chat from our friend that joined us on the Wrestle Kingdom watch along, Chris Doc Mueller. He says, hello, I'm here. Everyone rejoice or don't. I don't care.
Of course, we all care, Doc. Jesus.
Yeah, we do, you know. So, we had...
So, yes, just to finish about Deonna Purrazzo. Like, she came out, she defended New Jersey. We got a New Jersey chant, which is something that I never thought that we will ever get in wrestling. I mentioned this on the Wrestle Kingdom watch along. I never in my life thought that I was gonna hear a New Jersey chant.
No, people who live in New Jersey don't.
Yeah, people who live in New Jersey don't cheer for New Jersey. So, like, that's weird. I'm glad to see Deonna Purrazzo in AEW. I hope that this is the catalyst for a total U-turn. Like, not a U-turn. A reset when it comes to the women's division, because it's in dire need of a reset. The most wonderful thing was the fact that Steve Maclin was in the crowd while Deonna Purrazzo was making her in-ring debut. And I will never not say this on the show. Men supporting their wives, girlfriends, or, you know, better halves, or whatever you guys want to call it. Men supporting women. This will always make me tear up because it is something extremely important to me. Also, her entire family was in the crowd. This was absolutely heartwarming, and I will never not cheer for that. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what she actually does.
So, yep. And after that, we had a Christian promo where he says he vows to never give Adam Copeland another chance at the championship, that he will hold the title forever, for however long he wants, until he just hands it down to Nick Wayne.
You boo a mother.
Yeah. That was something else. I'm sorry,
she was bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's not.
Oh, I know. It's not the best.
It's not for me.
We had Don Callis issue a challenge to Darby Allin and Sting to fight Takeshita and Powerhouse Hobbs.
I'm excited to see Powerhouse Hobbs on my television. That's always.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. Trent Barreto won a four-way match where the winner gets a title shot on Collision tomorrow night for the Continental title. So he will be challenging his best friend, Mr. Orange Cassidy. So he beat Brian Cage, Brian Keith, and Vikingo. I enjoyed that match.
That is so good. I love the fact that Trent gets to win now. Yeah. Best friends.
I like those. Those are my kind of friends.
Yeah, I know. Best friends not being tag champions is...
It's like the Dark Order.
Mockery.
Sorry.
Way to go.
Yeah, it's either you or me, then be perverted.
Yeah, so. I know. I was already that way on Twitter today a lot, so like that's fine.
Yeah. So, anyways, we saw Hangman return. Oh, yes. And so he's there to whip somebody's ass, and Maggie sounds like she wants somebody to whip her ass right now.
I did not say that.
Well,
you're just assuming.
And I'm assuming correctly. Then we had Swerve defeat Daniel Garcia. I was I knew Daniel Garcia wasn't going to win, but I was kind of like, just how are they going to do this?
We were all hoping for a dance-off between Garcia and Prince Nana. This was what the entire Twitter was talking about. Like, I wasn't watching live, and even then I saw that the entire Twitter just wanted a dance-off.
The match was great, by the way. Oh, yeah, very good match. And then we saw when they went to shake hands, Prince Nana punched...
Just punched him in the dick hole.
Right in the dick hole. And
right in the dick hole.
We saw Hangman make the save, and there they go.
Again. Yes, please.
So we got a few more minutes. We'll just talk about Raw quickly.
Yeah, well, just Takeshita and Darby Allin, please. Like, how is Darby Allin still alive? Someone, please tell me. And second of all, are we all on the same page that Takeshita is a future superstar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the future Cinnabon franchise owner, too.
Absolutely. Although they will probably, you know, take it back up until the time he turns face again. But like, because that was such a romance bit between him and Cinnabon. I don't care because I hate cinnamon. Cinnamon, like, it's I hate the smell, I hate the taste, it sucks. But like, you go and get that sponsorship, dude. Like, it's what?
Have you had a cinnamon roll?
I hate cinnamon.
I know, but I'm just asking, have you ever had it?
Like, I will never have a cinnamon roll because I hate cinnamon.
You're missing out, my friend.
Okay. I hate cinnamon. I think I'm not.
I'm just whatever. It's fine.
More for you. Jesus.
Yeah, more for me. I really enjoyed the women's title match. Ivy Nile looked great.
Ivy Nile looked absolutely great. And I am so happy for her. I hope that the main roster actually uses her more than they use her. But like, I hate sweet things also. I like chocolate, but that doesn't mean that I like sweet things. I'm going to go ahead and like leave this pen alone because I feel like I'm only hitting my microphone with it throughout the entire show. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Ivy Nile. Jesus. Yeah, I hope that they use her on the main roster better than they use her on NXT, because her main role on NXT was to break up fights between the Creed brothers and be a mother or a little sister and everything. And like, she was basically the caretaker for the Creed brothers, and that is not a good thing. Because she's A, good in the ring. Two, she, have you seen her? Like, this is exactly how I want to look like. Like, come on. And like, we're the same height and everything. Like, I'm so excited for her. I hope that, like, what is my go-to chocolate? Well, I don't think I have a go-to chocolate, but any chocolate that doesn't have raisins in it or mint in it or coconut or whatever fruit thing, everything aside from nuts is absolutely unacceptable. The only thing that goes with chocolate is more chocolate. And you can go back to the episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie when I did my chocolate rant. The chocolate gate. I feel like that's one of my favorite episodes of our show. I will protect chocolate at all times from fuckery such as coconut and mint. Am I brushing my teeth or am I eating chocolate? Fuck! Like, what? Mint does not belong in chocolate. Okay?
Yep.
Raisins.
I get it.
Raisins belong nowhere near anything. Just burn them like you did it anyway.
Yeah. So the Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre match was pretty solid. I enjoyed that too. The ending, you know, it's.
What do you think happens with Drew McIntyre now?
I really don't know. I could see him having a feud with Damian Priest though.
By the way, we missed Dolph Ziggler in Japan.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nick Nemeth. When we were talking about, you know, when they were released, I feel like because maybe I only thought about saying that, but I'm pretty sure that I said I'm pretty. I wonder what Dolph Ziggler looks like in Japan. We're he about looks like to see Dolph that. Ziggler.
Sorry, I'm such a smart ass right now.
Such a goofball, seriously.
Yeah.
So he put over that title in less than 1 minute promo, and you know, after the match that they had. But like, he pulled out a courtroom skit on Finley, which I absolutely love, because like, we had that thing with, you know, the courtroom video, and I enjoyed it. And I'm like, people are reenacting this already. And Nyla Rose mentioned this on Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, there you go.
That was good.
I'm so glad for that. It was so good. Yeah. But yes, I wonder what Drew McIntyre does now, because
do you think Dolph could be one of the faces of New Japan since Ospreay is leaving and possibly Okada? I don't. I can see him getting attention like in New Japan Strong, but not. I don't think he wants to be overseas that much. But I can't speak for the guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I will never know what his motivations are. Like Sean says, you can never know what people with money, what their motivations are. So that's something to wonder about. I do actually think that he books a couple of dates, a couple of shows. That's fine. Like he can have the match. I can see him have a schedule as the one that he had in NXT, like for the show, you know, like sell some tickets, move some merch and stuff. He can also do a stand-up comedy thing in Japan. Like, I'm sure that this will, that it will sell out. It's up to him to see if, well, I'm never going to say no to that. Just imagine, like, because it's usually the other way around, you know?
Too sweet, brother.
Leaders of the Bullet Club eventually go and main event like pay-per-views in WWE, and not the other way around. Like, you don't usually see that.
Yeah. Nick led the War Dogs in WWE and now up against the Bullet Club War Dogs. Good point.
I wouldn't mind that if this is what they go for, but I will only accept that if he's committed to New Japan.
Yeah.
And imagine the eyes that this will bring to New Japan also.
Yeah, it could bring quite a bit, for sure. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much our show. So if anybody wants to ask some questions in the chat, we can answer those. But why we do that, Maggie, plug your shit.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twix at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you, Rob. Well, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twix at Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, I'm
Isn't
on Instagram.
Isn't this the right way to say it?
I think so. Now it is. Yeah, yeah. I like it. You can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I'm also on Threads at Fightful Rob. And that's pretty much it. So let's see here. Let's see if anybody has questions yet. Well, Corey says Dolph can put on silver and black hair and call himself the janitor if he joined the Bullet Club.
Oh, come on. It should have been me.
Favorite Wrestle Kingdom match? Oh, mine, without a doubt, Danielson and Okada.
This year or in general?
If it's this year, then it's Okada Danielson. If it's like
Okada Danielson.
If it's any time, I might put Omega and Ospreay up there, but
Omega and Ospreay is right there. It is the most perfect match ever. I'm not even kidding.
He said this year.
Oh, this year, yeah, it's Danielson and Okada. Absolutely.
So I'll ask a question in chat. Who do you guys think wins the triple threat match on SmackDown between Styles, Randy Orton, and LA Knight? LA Knight. Curious about that. Maggie and I want.
I feel like. Yeah, of course. I always want AJ, but I always feel like I think it's Orton. He's gonna get that match. Against Roman at the Rumble.
Hello. Dakota Kai has a new look, new blonde look, and dark hair debut tonight.
Did you just say hello?
Yeah, I have a crush on her.
Well, who doesn't? She's extremely attractive.
Oh, this is a hard one.
Oh, yeah, that's an extremely hard one. If you're talking about fairly recent ones, his match against John Cena at the Rumble was absolutely phenomenal.
That otherwise, that was his triple threat match, of course,
The triple threat match at TNA against Mojo and Christopher Daniels, that's probably way up there. But that is the triple match of triple matches.
Yeah. So
that is the most perfect one.
Maria says Randy Orton. Where do we see AJ Styles on WrestleMania 40? Like, who do we think he...
Well, if he starts the feud with LA Knight... Will LA Knight... do you think LA Knight wins the United States Championship at WrestleMania from... what's his
Kevin
face?
Owens?
No.
I think... Logan Paul?
Logan Paul, yeah. Because I feel like Logan Paul's retaining. Everyone's rooting for LA Knight. You have to have LA Knight with a championship.
Yeah.
AJ Styles versus Solo Sikoa is a wonderful match for WrestleMania. But I feel like they're building him towards being a heel right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means for a match against Solo Sikoa. They can have AJ Styles and Solo Sikoa in the in Elimination Chamber at Australia because they need star power. And Solo Sikoa and AJ Styles is star power.
Yeah. Well, guys, that's our show. Next week, we will be doing TNA Hard to Kill predictions.
TNA!
Looking forward to that because we're going to have some good matches there. We have Alex Shelley versus Moose, Trinity taking on Jordan Grace. Jordan Grace is going to win the title back because if you noticed, Trinity is not in any of the photos and stuff that they're promoting the show with. You have the TNA X Division. TNA X Division Championship, Vikingo versus Kushida versus Chris Sabin. The Knockout Ultimate X match, Giselle Shaw, Zia Brookside, Jody Threat. Or Zaya Brookside, Jody Threat, Tasha Steelz, and Alicia Edwards, Josh Alexander versus Alex Hammerstone. Yeah.
Yes, he called him out on Twitter. That is so good.
Tag Team Championship, ABC versus the Grizzled Young Veterans versus the Rascals versus Mike Bailey and Trent Seven. Hard to Kill Countdown Show is Rich Swann and Steve Macklin. Digital Media Championship, Crazy Steve against Tommy Dreamer, Eric Young and Frankie Kazarian taking on Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards. So it looks like a good show.
It is a pretty good show.
But that's our show for today. Guys, I want to say thank you. Yes, Clark Connors is a free agent. So.
He is?
Yep.
Interesting.
He is. Yeah. So guys, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week. Like I said, TNA Hard to Kill predictions. And who knows what else we'll be talking about. So thank you so much.
Who knows all sorts of fuckery.
I mean, it's always fuckery, you know. And
will you be on your... Don't do it. Don't do it.
What? Don't do
will
what?
Be,
sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Don't do that.
Will you be at your brother's house next week as well?
Nope. I will be back home.
Oh, damn it. So no faith then. Jesus.
No, sorry guys. Yep. No doggy. So
it's fine. Guys, we have you.
Yeah. And I'm a good
please leave a like too on the video, guys. It helps us out a lot with the shitty algorithm that we have here.
I have no idea where that cat is. So sorry, man. I'll post a photo on Twitter though.
Please.
Anyways, thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.